So disabled, we've talked about that. So what does it mean to be eligible from a financial standpoint? It's impoverishment. It means that you have reached a certain level of income and resources that would cause you to receive these benefits. So the federal program that's administered by the Social Security Administration that provides income is Supplemental Security Income. And that means you're eligible for that if your income is below the federal benefit rate. It's 74%, I believe, of the federal poverty guidelines, currently $794 for an individual. Some states offer supplements to that. So that number is the federal number. It may vary a little bit by state. And then your resources are going to be below $2,000 in countable resources. And this is the same for the elder law planning. The countable resources can mean a variety of, well, the countable resources excludes a variety of different assets, such as the residence that one lives in, one car used for transportation, personal property, those types of things are not countable resources. But the $2,000 in countable resources really goes to, you know, what money you have available to you, whether it be in a bank account or you know, some other type of investment, or, you know, other things, second cars and so forth. But what we see in special needs planning is people who come into money oftentimes through personal injury or inheritance, and that takes them over this $2,000 in countable resources. And so the traditional aged, blind, and disabled Medicaid is a federal program. It's administered by the states. And this is the medical insurance that is available to people who receive supplemental security income in Texas. You're automatically eligible enrolled in Medicaid if you get SSI. So, you know, you don't have to worry about some of the different stricter criteria that would be, for instance, in the 209B states. So the income, again, would be below the federal benefit rate, and the resources would be $2,000 or less in countable resources again. So supplemental security income, this is the monthly monetary allowance. It's intended to pay for your food and shelter. I like to think of it as sort of like a high watermark. It gets you up to this high watermark, the $794 for an individual from federal and sometimes again supplemented by the states. If you were to have, say, $500 in income, then you would get SSI in the amount of $294 to get you up to that high watermark. In your income that you receive from SSA in the form of supplemental security income would be reduced dollar for dollar by any income that you receive. So any gifts that you receive, you know, cash, checks, gift cards, debit cards, all of those things would reduce your income dollar for dollar. And then in addition to that, your income can be reduced by one third if you receive in-kind support and maintenance. And that's anytime a third party is providing for food and shelter. It can be in the form of allowing you to live there for free, or it could be a third party, such as a trust, paying for your food or shelter. And if that occurs, it's reduced by one third. And so the Medicaid eligibility is basically the same as the supplemental security income. It's income resource cap, and it's administered by the states as a federal program, but administered by the states. An important note nowadays that didn't used to be the case is the Affordable Care Act or expanded Medicaid is now based on income limits only. And it's the modified adjusted gross income, and usually it's 133% of the federal poverty level, as opposed to the lower limit for the ABD Medicaid. And that becomes important when you're doing the special needs planning, because we frequently have people that are calling who have Medicaid and want to make sure that they can preserve their benefits. They're not receiving SSI, which is always a red flag to me. And frequently we have found that people are receiving expanded Medicaid or Affordable Care Act. And those people do not need to worry about the resource. There's no resource limit on that type of eligibility. And so the special needs trust is not really an issue that needs to be planned around.